second. I just want to make sure everybody understands who Mr. Ma is. He is a $100,000 ring earner. And
that means he's making between $100,000 and $250,000 a year, right? Or $200,000 a year.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. And also, he's been recognized for, he's gotten some awards. I'll have to ask him for what exactly the title of them are. There's an award for most growth in his organization. In fact, let me pull it up here because I want to give you that. I was very impressed with this. He's the recipient of the Team Production Growth Award and the Business Builder Award. So I'm just telling you, Mr. Ted Ma knows how to build a business. He knows how to make it happen, and he has been instrumental. I just want to let all of you know, not only does he do a fantastic job building his business, he is a servant leader. He is on the committee at no extra pay, I'm telling you, it is a lot of servant leadership, a lot of servant.
Working directly with the home office to help them develop new programs.
Yes, he's been on the Network Marketing Council. He is currently on another council at home office putting together the onboarding program and some other things. So I just want you to appreciate this gentleman, and also he's on our call tonight. This is not his team. And he, out of the generosity of his heart, he is pouring into our organization tonight. We have so much respect for him. We flew him into Charleston last November, and he just wowed the crowd in so many ways.
Young guy, very sharp, yeah. Got good character, good habits, good temperament, and good vision for the future. And we are so excited and honored and pleased to have him on here. And when you sit down with Ted, you know he's got big arms. He can handle his own life. He can handle building an organization, and he can also handle other stuff that Legal Show throws at him. So, yes. Ted, are you with us yet?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Man, I can hear you. And it is just an honor for our team to have you on the call tonight. And when it's over, and maybe you can tell us where all your tattoos are and who your mama is.
You have to find that out in Columbus.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be on stage, aren't you?
That's right. Ted's going to be on stage in
Columbus. Yes, indeed. Yeah. We have the privilege of being on stage on Sunday talking about the Getting Started Right process and helping new associates to level up.
Yeah,
awesome.
All the onboarding and all that stuff?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, we have asked you to be on here tonight and do a training, and I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your life to prepare this, number one. I know it's not easy. To get prepared to do a three-hour talk on our call. But we want to turn the call over to you, and then if we have a chance, we may have a couple of questions for you, if that's okay.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you all, Mr. and Mrs. Acoin, for inviting me back on, and it's great to be with the Performance family, and of course, our thoughts and prayers going out to all those affected by Harvey. As we know, so many people in this country are connected to somebody that's dealing with a lot going on with the storm and the rain out there. But tonight I will be very brief in talking about the topic of doing live events, also known as sit-downs, as a fundamental key building block of your business. And for me being a part of Legal Shield now for the last 15 years and really growing up in this company, one of the things I learned very early on is that an important skill for us to all develop is the skill of presenting. And in presenting, you also have offshoot skills like handling objections, being able to close. So there's things that are around the skill of presenting that we all should be looking to develop. And even for myself, I've been doing business briefings for well over a decade, been doing Super Saturdays for many years and blessed to be on stage at different conventions, but we're always looking to grow. And I think that's important for us all to embrace that mindset, whether you just got started with Legal Shield and with the Performance Family team here a few days ago, or if you've been around for many, many years like Mr. and Mrs. Acoin, because the master is forever the student. So we're always looking to grow. We're always developing. We're always under construction, if you will, and looking to sharpen the saw, as Stephen Covey talks about. And so that applies to presenting, because if you're new, you want to begin with the end in mind. We want to make sure that our mindset is, okay, I want to become a great presenter as I learn the business. But the great thing about our tools and our leadership in place is that when you're new, you don't have to be that. And for me, that was encouraging because my background was a college student, had never owned a business before. I didn't have the success or experience of a Frank and Teresa Coyne or so many of the other leaders, the Gardners, the Petersons, and so many other ring earners and executive director leadership that you all have here within the team. And so my background was simply that of a struggling student that was looking for a better way. So I was very relieved and thankful to find that there was a system in place with the tools and events. And if you've been around for a little while, you know this is third party, but using sources other than myself, so I could be the messenger and not have to be the message. So when I was new, I didn't need to answer all the questions, know how to deal with all the objections, and have to feel the pressure or the burden of being the end-all, be-all of Legal Shield. I could just be the connector, what I like to call a relationship broker, where I would bring the people, somebody else would bring the presentation. So in the beginning, I was really a body dragger of sorts, where I would just bring people to events, right? Bring them to a PBR, bring them to a briefing, or bring them to a sit-down. So for those that are unfamiliar with this concept or maybe newer, sit-down is simply where we get together with somebody face-to-face, and now using Zoom, we can do it through a video conference as well and utilizing technology, but in some environment where we can get face-to-face to be able to share a presentation with somebody. And when you're new, what I want to encourage you to do is do a two-on-one sit-down where you bring an expert with you. This could be your sponsor if they're a qualified presenter, maybe your upline senior manager, director, or ED, but somebody who actually knows how to do a presentation and they're seasoned in terms of their skill set, and that way you can learn from them. And that way, as you're growing your business, you're watching an expert. We call it modeling knowledge. And you're seeing somebody who's been there, done that, and you can start to emulate them. So when I would go to sit downs as a new person, I would always be taking notes. And now with technology, you can also take notes, whether it's physical in your journal or it's notes on your phone or tablet, but always looking for the key statistics or the key cliches or the important stories or the analogies that the presenter was using so I could learn to duplicate that presentation. That's why it's important for us up front, even if we're new, to say, okay, I want to learn the skill of presenting, and the best way to learn it, in addition, of course, going to your business briefing on a weekly basis and coming to the Super Saturdays and, of course, coming to conventions like Columbus next week. But aside from just going to those major events, it's getting together with your leadership coach or your support team and doing some presentations together, and that way you can watch and learn. So there's a leadership development process that we all have in this business, and some of us have been subscribing to this without even realizing it. And it's four simple steps. It's called tell, show, try, do. Again, tell, show, try, do. So if I'm working with a new team member, for my recruiters on the line, for my leaders on the line, of course I want to tell a new person, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to schedule some live events. We're going to schedule some sit-downs because everybody can't make it to your private business reception. Everyone can't make it to a business briefing. So if we can't bring the people to a meeting, we bring the meeting to the people. And it almost sounds funny, but it's so true. You can't bring the people to a meeting, so you can't get a guest out to a business briefing or to a PBR, to a luncheon. You bring the meeting to them. You meet them at their job on their lunch break for a sit down. You meet them at a Starbucks. You meet them at a Panera Bread. You meet them at a lobby at a hotel. You meet them at a restaurant. See, whatever environment where you can actually have some face time with an individual, again, you can utilize technology and use Zoom for this as well, but where you have someone's undivided attention, what we call a controlled exposure. And that's key because when you're face-to-face in front of somebody and you have a presenter with you or if you are the presenter, now you can make sure that they're getting 100% of the information. So if we're sponsoring somebody, we're going to tell them, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to schedule some appointments, schedule some live events. Then we're going to show them how to do it. We're going to be there to support them. Let them watch the presentation a few times so they can start to gain some competence, which is important, so they can understand the language because competence breeds confidence. So as we help them to develop that competence through modeling knowledge and watching us show them the presentation, they become more confident so we can now transition from telling, number one, showing them, being the live physical example, number two, number three, letting them try it. So doing a sit down where we'll say, hey, listen, you do the first portion of the membership and I'll go ahead and cover the compensation plan. So this is the leadership development process. This is how we develop an army of presenters, because yes, we've got amazing tools and videos. I know you all's team has an amazing 25-minute video with Justin Peterson doing the presentation. Leverage that. If it's a virtual presentation and somebody's long distance, use the website your team is using so you can drive people to see that online and you can follow up with a three-way call. But if you're face-to-face with somebody, you ultimately don't want to lean so much on the tools or the technology that it becomes a crutch. So if you have the tools that are at your disposal but you don't need it, then it becomes a tool. But if you need it and you can't survive without it, then it becomes a crutch. So we don't want that to happen. So we tell, then we show. Now we let them try it. Hey, you do the membership, I'll do the opportunity. And then we give them some feedback. So that way if they stumble a little bit, which you will when you're new because you've got to be bad before you become good or great. And that's okay. It happens to all of us. My first presentation was atrocious, but I got better and I learned from it. And if you're in OKC, we talked about this on stage, in life and in business, you never lose. You either win or you learn. Again, so if you make a mistake and if you fail a little bit, that's okay. You're failing forward in the direction of your goals. You're not losing. Either you're winning and the prospect signs up, or you learn. And guess what? Learning helps to develop the skills. It helps to develop the character. That's what's more important anyway, because sales are temporary, but the skills we develop are permanent. So we don't necessarily just need more membership sales, although we're always looking to increase our production. We don't just need new recruits, although we're looking to grow our team. What we need is the skill of selling a membership or presenting, the skill of recruiting somebody. So again, you never lose. You either win or you learn. So don't be hard on yourself if you make a mistake and you slip up and it doesn't come across as smooth as you'd like it to. So now people learn to try it on their own, and we give them coaching. I guess we're back on recording. So that was funny. So leaders, we praise first, praise the activity. Hey, great job of doing the membership. But hey, next time, try to share a couple stories. Next time, maybe tailor your presentation to your prospects. So if they're younger, focus more time on the traffic tickets. Focus on stuff like, you know, signing a lease or a landlord-tenant issue or something they'll deal with at college, or maybe dealing with law enforcement and needing to talk to a lawyer 24/7. So focus on things that are relevant to them. So we can praise first, and then we give them some coaching after. So we let them try it, and then know that fourth step is they learn to do it on their own. Okay, so one, we tell them. Two, we show them. Three, we let them try it. We work with them. And if they do a great job on the membership, then we can do another sit-down, two-on-one presentation, and they actually do the full thing, and we're just there to give them feedback and to help share our story and close out at the end. And ultimately, number four, they do. They can do it on their own. They can become independent. So that's the goal, because we want to go from the two-on-one sit-down to helping them develop the skill of presenting, handling objections, and closing, where now they can do one-on-one sit-down. And if you've been around a little while and you say, well, I've been in for 60 days, I've never done a one-on-one presentation. Well, let me encourage you. Let's start that now. Let's, before Columbus, let's see if we can schedule some of these sit-downs. Maybe tomorrow you can meet somebody on your lunch break, or maybe you can meet them for coffee after work. But find a way. Maybe they're a neighbor and you can say, hey, listen, can you come by the house, or can I drop by for about 15 to 30 minutes or something I'm excited about? I'd love to show you. Or, hey, I know I've been sharing with you here and there information about Legal Shield, but we really never had a chance to go into detail. Can I come by for half an hour and just go through some details with you? So how do you do a sit-down? You download the business briefing slides, the PDF document, and that's right there in your back office, so your sponsor can share with you how to access that. You can download it right to your tablet, your laptop, or even your phone. Sometimes it's a little hard to see on phones, but some kind of device that you can present with. But you want to start getting your feet wet. You want to start trying this on your own in terms of doing a one-on-one presentation when you feel confident, or maybe your expert isn't available, or maybe your expert isn't local. So if you're doing a one-on-one, how do you still bring in third party? Well, you do a three-way call on the back end to close out. So what you would tell your prospect up front is, hey, I'm going to share this information with you, but I'm still fairly new. What I'm going to do when we finish going through this is I want to introduce you to one of the leaders I'm working with who's coaching me, or somebody who I have a lot of respect for that I hopefully will be able to get a hold of so he or she can share their story with you and answer any questions you may have. So you set up the presentation, the one-on-one, letting them know, creating the expectation that they're actually going to talk to an expert after you finish going through the PDF version of the business briefing slides. So now when you say, hey, I'd like to call Mr. Kalen Blanchard, see if he's available. Hey, I'm working with a gentleman named Matt Root. Let me see if I can reach him. And you've already sent him a text. or now that his mom is a new executive director, you send Mrs. Rue to text and say, hey, I'm doing a sit down. We're about to start. Will you be free in about 30 minutes? So they're expecting your call, and you know they know a little bit about your prospects, so they know who you're meeting with and what the relationship is. And so now you can call them and say, hey, I'm sitting here with Brian. I'd love to have you share your story with him. Thanks for taking a moment. Then you just pass the phone to Brian, right? So it's kind of a three-way call, but technically you're passing the phones. You're not necessarily on three-way. But you guys get the gist of it, right? So you're still using third party. You're still using an expert to close out your one-on-one sit-down if an expert's not available, if you're in a position where they feel, based on their leadership experience and intuition, that you're ready to start venturing off into your own to do a one-on-one. You still get the benefit of using a third-party expert that has credibility and documentation by simply setting it up that way. One other tip, by the way, we've had some team members using this as well, is they'll say, hey, listen, I need to get credit for this sit-down by having you talk to my mentor or my trainer at the end of this presentation. So however you want to set it up, whether you're saying, hey, listen, once we finish, I want to connect you with somebody I have a lot of respect for to hear their story, they can answer your questions, or whether you're saying, hey, listen, in order for me to get credit for sharing this information with you, I need to put you on the phone with this gentleman or this young lady. Either way, you're just setting the expectation for the three-way call. So let me wrap up with this. How do we put this in the framework, not just right now, but in our Legal Shield business? And I learned this at a conference in 2003 from a gentleman who was a multi-millionaire in the network marketing profession. And he said, listen, there's three types of people that approach sit-downs or live events in terms of their schedule because everybody's building at a different pace. Everyone has different life commitments outside of Legal Shield. So it's one of these three categories that you all will fit in. So we know the goal, right, the mindset is tell, show, try, do. We want to become a presenter and lean on two-on-ones as much as we can in the beginning to learn, get the modeling knowledge. Then we start learning how to do one-on-ones using three-way calls to close out. If they're long distance, we're doing a virtual presentation either on Zoom or using the online presentation that you're having them watch and doing a three-way call after. But how does this fit in the framework of how we approach our business on a monthly basis going into the new month of September or closing out the month of August? Well, there's three different categories. And the first one is 10 sit-downs a month. We call it for the spare timer. Right, so this gives you a track to run on, something to focus on. So you know what? In September, I'm going to set an activity goal, which is a whole other training topic, but we don't just want to have production goals of how much money we want to make or what rank we want to reach. That's important, but what's the activity that's going to get you there? That's the game plan, right? That's the work that's going to create that success. So 10 sit-downs a month, 10 live events a month, that's what we call the spare timer, right? Because that's only 2 to 3 a week. So it doesn't, a sit-down should only take you maybe about half an hour. There's a lot of questions, maybe 45 minutes. You could even really get it done in potentially like 20 to 30 minutes on average if you're going through the membership and opportunity. So number one is a spare timer, 10 sit-downs a month. Number two is the part-timer. And the part-timer, you're doing 25 sit-downs or 25 live events per month. That means you're face-to-face in front of a prospect, either in person or virtually, having them review a full presentation so they can make an informed decision 25 times a month. So it's a little bit less than one a day on average. That's the part-timer. Then the full-timer, for those that are looking to become executive directors, you're already an ED and you're moving towards your next ring level with the 50K or 100K or beyond, then your full-time, you want to focus on 50 sit-downs a month. So my encouragement as I wrap up my training here is decide which category that you're in. Are you going to be the spare timer and focus on 10 sit-downs per month? Are you going to be the part-timer focused on 25 sit-downs a month? Or are you going to be the full-timer focused on 50 sit-downs per month? And I encourage you, jot that down in your journal if you're in a position to take notes, and also text that out. Text your upline executive. And we're multitaskers, right? You're probably on your phone right now looking at something. So send a text message to your upline ED and whoever else is coaching you. Maybe it's your ring earner, maybe it's your Millionaire Club member, maybe it's the Acoins, but whoever's coaching you, for sure your executive director and anyone else that's coaching you or even your workout partner, and say, hey, I'm a spare timer, 10 sit-downs a month. I'm a part-timer, 25 a month. Hey, I'm in for full-time, 50 a month. So now they can put that on their whiteboard and be able to track your activity goals, hold you accountable to that, and be able to help you through the process to become better at your closing ratio as you move through shooting for this activity goal of 10, 25, or 50 sit-downs a month. So that's the content I wanted to share this evening, Mr. and Mrs. Acoin. I will pass it back to you all for any questions you may have. It's always an honor, and thank you for inviting me on.
Wow, I mean, that was jam up, and I love the 10, 25, and 50. Ted, in your organization, do you make it a point to check and see how many people in each leg are doing that? I mean, you take inventory to say, if you're talking to me, would you say, Frank, how many people do you think you have doing sit-downs? Do you ever do that as an inventory?
With the more seasoned people, absolutely. Of course, for a new associate, we're focused on getting their 3 memberships and 1 recruit with their PVR, PCC. But once somebody's been around for a little while and they're indoctrinated in the system, absolutely, we want to start getting them on the path of setting those activity goals so that way they don't just shoot for a title, shoot for an income, shoot for a number of recruits or PC points. So it's great to set those production goals, but now we got to go back to the activity goals, which is, how many sit-downs a week are you focused on? How many PBRs a week can you be setting up for yourself and for your team? So absolutely, we're looking to take inventory and encourage people to set those activity goals.
Yeah, we've got a number of EDs, and we always, you know, take inventory to see how many PBRs they're doing, how many PCCs they're doing. But I really like this, how many sit-downs are you doing? And I think that's really, really good. Yeah, we wouldn't do that to a new person. We just do it to the leadership. So, yeah, thank you so much, Ms. Ma. I mean, this has been wonderful. Teresa, any questions you have?
No, you covered it, and you covered everything and more. That's so awesome, and I think it's just an integral part. We built our business on sit-downs, and, you know, it is a constant activity for us and the leaders. And so I think it's really great that new people on the line, and there's a ton of new people on the line tonight, that that you – are hearing this, that you have this to look forward to, because I know we've also had people talking to us about, how do I become a presenter? How do I learn the group? Well, that's where it starts. Sit-downs is where it starts, and then maybe help with a luncheon, and then get into
it. Yeah, but you got to do the activity of downloading some stuff to be able to show it, not do it yourself. You know,
downloading the PDF version of the briefing. Yeah, that's right where the briefings are, under presentations.
Yeah.
Easy to find.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, anything you'd like to close with? Any parting words of wisdom here?
I'm just excited to see everybody in Columbus. If you haven't made the decision to go, it's not too late. We have team members that will come to conventions within 3 to 4 days of getting started because they're inspired based on the difference it'll make. So if you haven't yet booked your reservations there, it isn't too late. Go online tonight. Look at flights. That event will cut 6 to 9 months off your learning curve. You'll be around the best of the best on stage. You've got B2B training if you want to focus in that market. You've got networking training with Darnell Self and Brian Carruthers. You've got some new corporate announcements. We got Dr. John C. Maxwell. It's going to be a phenomenal event. So I look forward to seeing everybody there. Can't wait to hear the results that come out of the commitments we're not only making, but texting to our leadership, right, to hold us accountable, 10, 25, or 50 sit-downs or live events per month so we can help you get on track with getting to the next level in your business. So, Mr. and Mrs. Acoin, always a pleasure. Appreciate and love you guys so much. Thanks for all that you do, and we'll see everybody next week in Columbus.
All right. And
thank you.
Thank you, and you're welcome to stay on. We're going to cover a lot of good news here.
Yeah, some recognition. We got some book comments coming up
to you. Thank you, Mr. Ma. Appreciate you, buddy. And we'll see you in
Thanks,
Columbus.
Guys. Have a good night. Yes.
Safe travel.
Bye-bye now.
Man, that was great. I'm so glad we did that training tonight.
Well, I'd love to get some feedback, but I don't have time to do that right now. I know people got a lot out of that.
Yes, so y'all can text.
Well, let's get rocking here.
Yeah, we want to move on to the book comments.
Is that going to be Rob and April Hurst?
Absolutely, it sure is. And, you know, we're wrapping up our book of the month, which is the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book, and got an exciting book to announce for next month. And we will turn it over to these incredible leaders who are the network vice presidents for the state of Ohio. They're rocking and rolling up there. And by the way,
we're going to be there.
We, Frank and I, are going back to Cincinnati Sunday from Columbus, and we will be doing for Robin April Hurst and all the marketplace there the briefing Monday night in Cincinnati. It's on your LegalShieldCalendar.com. So please send your guests, attend it if you're in driving distance, and we're going to have a ball that night because that'll be exciting. We'll have all the announcements, and we'll be doing the briefing. And
ask anybody on your team if they know anybody in that area and send them, and we'll make sure that between April and Rob and Teresa and I, we'll probably get them closed out for you and get them moving up there.
Exciting.
So let's bring Rob and April Hurst on. Are y'all there?
Yes, I am here. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes.
What, do you have your husband locked in the closet somewhere?
No, he's closing apps at the dinner presentation. So we're gonna we're just coming out of the dinner presentation. We had about 7 guests there, so I told him I would go ahead and pitch hit for this tonight. So
listen, if you have 7 guests there, maybe we ought to have you do that training.
I know, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do the boat training tonight.
Very good, very good. Well, definitely, I definitely appreciate being asked to share some comments on the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I haven't read this book since before Legal Shield, actually, so this was really great refresher for me. And, you know, the whole concept of Rich Dad, Poor Dad book is really all about the fact that, you know, our traditional education just really has not given us what we really need in order to be financially successful or even just living abundantly. And it's really just talking about the old paradigm and how the old paradigm that we were taught through school and through our parents, it's really obsolete. You know, most people that we know today who work 40 hours a week for 40 years, they retire on 40% of what they earned when they were working. And the whole culprit of that is really just our financial education. And the whole concept of the book is about getting out of the rat race. And so some of you know, I've got an in-depth training from Mr. Coyne about that in Knoxville, which was incredible. And that's really what the book talks about, is that most of us, unfortunately, you know, we do what our parents told us to do. We go to school, we get good grades, we get a job, we get a safe job with good benefits. And all of that, you know, unfortunately leads to financial disaster for most middle-class families. And so that's really what the financial education is all about, is learning and understanding that it's really our mind that makes us rich. It's not the job. We can't chase money for the rest of our lives. So that's really kind of the introduction. Chapter one really goes into Robert Kiyosaki talking about, you know, who his rich and his poor dad is. And his rich dad was his friend Mike's father, who was an entrepreneur. His poor dad obviously was his father, who had a good government, you know, educational job, but really did not teach him the things in order for him to live an abundant life. And, you know, ultimately, the poor, or the people who have that kind of that poor mindset, you know, they're focused on, you know, I'm not interested in money. Money doesn't grow on trees. Many of the things that many of us heard, but the rich really believe that money is power. And it's not just power like, oh, I'm going to have power over others. It's about a power of choice. It's about power over your own life. And those are the things that we learn when we get a good financial education. And then in chapter two really goes into the lessons. And the first lesson is that the rich don't work for money. And I just absolutely love the lesson that his rich dad taught them at a young age. He was, you know, I think it was 9 years old. He ended up having to work for free in his rich dad's convenience store, stacking cans on shelves and things. And he's like, why am I working for 10 cents? 10 cents for 3 days, only making 30 cents it was 10 cents an hour for 3 hours on a Saturday. And eventually he said, oh, I'm not going to pay you anything. And he's like, why am I not going to get paid anything? And I just love what his rich dad was really trying to teach him. He said, look, if you really want to be successful, you cannot go to work for a paycheck, because you become basically a slave to that paycheck and you become a slave to that employer. So what you really need to do is learn how to think and grow your skills and really focus on the value that you can bring to the marketplace, and then you'll be paid in exchange for that, and you won't just be working for wages, but you'll be working to build a fortune. And that's really what his rich dad was able to teach him. So those are really my main comments. The final comment is just that fear and ignorance is what his rich dad shared with him. Fear and ignorance is really what keeps people trapped in the rat race. And so thankfully, because of Legal Shield, we have the opportunity to get out of the rat race. And so that's why we're all here. So those are my comments. Turn it back over to you.
Great job. What a great way to wrap up that book. And it is so vital that we all understand that. And it is, you know, you're right. So right. In the fact that Frank takes that book to the next level and really helps us all understand the importance of not just making money, but making it, what, honey?
Financial stability.
Yeah, financial stability that really can make you truly change the way you feel, wake up in the morning, go to sleep at night, relate with people. It's really, you know, you can say money's not important, but it's about as important as oxygen if you don't have it. So.
In the Bible, it says money answers all things.
That's true. That is in the Bible. Yeah, you and Ron Crutcher got that straight one time. That was cool.
You straightened me out on that one.
Yeah, April, thank you so much for preparing that. And get back to that closing out of all those seven guests. Congratulations on the guest
turnout. Please give us an update later on how that goes.
Yeah, call us. That's exciting.
And by the way, I want to tell Jason Whitewing something. Call me, Jason, after the call. I'd like to say hi to you.
Okay, we have a big drum roll and
let
a
me do
big announcement.
That's our drum roll, y'all.
Yeah, we've got two new executive ranks we want you to know about. It's before the end of the month, and they did it before the end of the month.
And we started out with one of the members of the family welcoming everybody.
That's
right.
And
this is part of the Root Group, right? We should call this the Root Call tonight, the performance call. Our newest Bronze Executive Director is Matthew Root, and I'll just tell you, my history with Matthew has been nothing but phenomenal. He's really added something to our family.
Yeah.
For sure. If he'd have never joined Legal Shield, I would love to have him as a friend. And it's real rare that Teresa and I take anybody into the eye of the hurricane into our family, but we've adopted this child, but his mother won't let him be adopted. It's contested.
I don't think it's child.
Well, when I met him, he was 19 years old, and we didn't talk about Legal Shield at all at first. We talked about his other businesses, and he's been an entrepreneur most of his life. And as we sat and talked about it, he eventually saw the need for the product, I think. And, I think he already had the membership, and he was already an associate, but just wasn't doing anything with it at that time. And as we talked more and more, he saw what we were doing, really saw what we were doing, with no pushing or anything, just friendship. And now he is one of the top leaders in all of Legal Shield. He's one of the top recruiters in all of Legal Shield.
Yes, he's been on the list on that comes out every Sunday in our newsletter with the most new recruits, I'm telling you.
And most of the people upranking and everything, and this is no exceptional month.
Right.
He's doing the same thing this month. So we are delighted and thrilled and honored to have Mr. Matthew Root, who actually is doing a briefing tomorrow night in
Columbia,
South Carolina. So I think that'll be good. And he was at lunch today doing some stuff, and he was at the briefing last night doing a talk. And so to the team, this is our newest Bronze Executive Director, and Matthew Root. If you're on, we'd love to have you come on and say a few words.
Hey, Frank, how's it going? Thank you so much for that introduction. It means so much coming from you and Teresa, because if it wasn't for y'all two, I wouldn't be where I am today and definitely wouldn't have the life that I have right now. So I just want to take this time to really thank you and everything that you've done for me and my family. And, it's a really special moment just reflecting on this past year and what Legal Shield has really brought into our lives. And, you know, I think the biggest takeaway is the relationships that we've been able to build. You know, our team is, you know, very connected, very close, and, you know, it's a team win. You know, it definitely can't be done by yourself. So I just want to thank every single person on my team, and this is a team win. We all need to celebrate together, because if it wasn't for each and every individual, we definitely would not be here right now. And I've had a good bit of people reach out to me and you know, kind of ask, you know, what have you been doing, what have you done to hit this rank, and it's really just keeping it simple, following the system, you know, getting on these training calls every single week, attending your weekly briefing, reading the books. You know, a lot of people, I feel like they get involved in this business and they don't see the long-term picture, so it's almost good to slow down and help your new associates understand the opportunity that they truly have underneath them. Because I know that's what Frank really did with me when we'd spend all the time, you know, talking and hanging out. He would, you know, explain to me the different business systems and how Legal Shield is a way to really leverage your time and build out a massive business without having to build out all the different business systems like you would have to do in traditional business ownership. So what we have here is truly just an amazing opportunity, and it's very exciting to see everyone take advantage of this. So, we have a really special announcement, and I couldn't have anyone else be my first executive director than my mom. You know, it's just such a cool feeling to go through this with her and, see her business build so quickly, and what she's accomplished is extremely, extremely impressive. And it's really brought our family together. So, you know, I'd like to take this time and congratulate our newest executive director, my mom, Ms. Joanne Root. She has built an amazing Legal Shield business, and we are having a lot of fun doing it. So, Frank, I really appreciate the time on the call, and to everyone on here, you know, just keep moving forward, keep attending these calls and the briefings, and, you know, plug into the system and use the mentorship that we have here, because it's truly an incredible opportunity, and we're changing a lot of lives out there.
You got it. You gonna bring your mom on?
Yes. This is our newest executive director, Joanne and Bruce Root. So, hey, Joanne and Bruce Root, y'all are on. Go ahead, unmute the line and take it away.
Well, I am thrilled that we get to be our son's first executive director. It's such an honor and a privilege for a business that's completely united our family and changed our lives. I have to say that really, I want to just give a huge shout out to anyone who's on this call that's on my team and to anyone who's not on this call that's on my team, because really this is all about transferring a belief, getting passionate about something and then transferring that belief to others. And so anyone who joined my team believed first in my vision and then they got to see it for themselves and plug in. So this is a total win for our team. And I think that's the most important thing is a great product and helping hopefully to change our lives and other people's lives who want to join our team and all the great mentorship. I can't say enough about the personal development, reading the books, going to the events, and just plugging into the system. It's been a life changer, and I'm just honored to be a part of the Performance Club family. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Bruce and let him talk a little bit.
Thanks, Frank. I just want to say thank you to Frank and Teresa Coyne for all the things that they've done for us over the past year, and for Matthew. He's the one who introduced it to Joanne and I, and so we're so excited and so happy for him, proud of him and everything that he's done. And just want to say thank you for everybody. And it's been we was introduced a year ago this month, and the executive director is exactly 1 year. So it really is a marathon when you think about it. It's not a sprint. And we've got when we sit down and talk about this thing, what we want to do, we really have a 3 to 5 year game plan and set some goals. And so that's what we're shooting for. We're really shooting for the long term effect on it and just realize that it's not going to happen overnight for us. We do it part time, and we both have full time jobs and also have another part time business on top of that as well. So, we've achieved this goal and just so happy. Just want to thank everybody. It's such a great organization, great mentorship, great personal development, and it's just been one fantastic year. Just unbelievable. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Matthew or Frank.
Hey, this is Teresa. I'm going to take it over. I just want to say that the Root family, every single one of them, Morgan's, Matthew's sister, you heard tonight, Michael, who is going to be turning 18 in February, attends all the events, all of them. I mean,
the team event, you'll be in Columbia.
I'm just saying this, and I just want to mention that, and I want to say to the whole Performance family that each one of the Roots individually and as a family have added a tremendous value and a tremendous relationship to so many people in the Performance family. I mean, you all, you have the kind of respect from all of us. I just want you to know that watching you develop, watching you grow your leadership, Matthew, you're so young, but you're so wise. Watching that and being able to be an observer of that as this whole family has developed and evolved over the last year or so, it's a privilege for me and for anybody else, I think, that's been an observer of that.
Yeah, and I think also that Caitlin Blanchard should be thanked because he's been a big part of this whole thing, helping
right.
the family, and also Justin Peterson and that whole Millennium group. And Nick Odom, they've all had a hand in this. But it wouldn't have mattered at all if they hadn't taken advantage of it and run with it. So Matthew and Bruce and Joanne and all the rest of the Root family, congratulations to each and every one of you. We're proud of you. And I'd love you to stick on the phone for a minute because we're getting ready to go over some more recognition, and it is awesome what's happening.
I know. It's a lot of recognition on your team.
Thank you all again.
All right, y'all. So let's finish the recognition. That was the most important tonight by far, new bronze.
And we're hoping all y'all are next, by the way.
Absolutely.
And we just brought on another new family. Like that, the husband and wife, and they're bringing on their children now instead of the children bringing them on.
Okay.
So that'll be good. I think we're going to have another success story here.
We'll see. Very possible. All right. I want to recognize the top producers for last week. This is August 21st through the 25th. Third place tie was between Gene Franklin, Karen Mosley, and Dave Norby. Second place tie was between Deanne, I think that's DeAndron Williams and Kyle Walker. And first place is between Bertha Washington and Lois Reckheld and Amy Yoshimitsu out in California.
Wow,
way to
that's
go.
Good. Yeah, and that list is long. You only heard the top three in the
Yeah, that's right.
This list even longer.
Yes, but we're going to talk. We're going to recognize top recruiters, and we had a handful come in second place, tying together. All these people recruited two people last week: Joshua Henderson, Chris Delaney, Kaylin Blanchard, Logan Ruddick, Joshua Peoples, Cheyenne Diaz, and Shiandrika Jefferson. And we had one and only who recruited four last week, not three. Three would have made him first place, but Kyle Walker recruited four brand new associates
out of North Carolina.
Out of North Carolina. Congratulations, Kyle Walker.
And all the rest of the people, y'all should see these lists we've got here.
I know they're massively expanding, and it is so awesome to watch this. Okay, we're going to recognize the rest of the level advancements. You heard about our new bronze and new executive director. I'm going to start with the directors. We have Sarah Mitchell. Well, that's not on there. I don't know why she's on there. That's really strange.
Yeah.
Anyway, new director is Jordan Reeder. And I don't have the dates on most of these reports anymore. We have four new senior managers: Thomas Tran, Kathleen Ferry, and they're on there twice. I think I need to call Karen and tell her she needs to fix this list.
Okay.
And then we have a lot of new managers with the new Advanced Manager program for this month. Listen to this. Recognize that all of these are new managers: Kathy Venable, Victoria Hill, Heather Petty, Simplified Bookkeeping, Perry Wright, Elnora Lillard, Donald Masura, Fred Ogan, Warren Sturey, Cassandra Johnson, and two more: Kyle Walker and Connie Clark.
That's just last week.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Now, I wanted to do it backwards tonight because I wanted to save those brand new senior associates for last.
This is the most special rank right here.
It is. This, because all of these people upranked a senior associate and enabled everybody else to move up, and it is giving them a good start moving up to senior associate, and I imagine most of these got that double level up bonus. So that's exciting, too. Aaron Barnes, congratulations for hitting senior associate. Jason Tran, congratulations. Diana Jackson. And Dion, some of these people are on here twice because they made two upranks last week. That's
Wow. Amazing.
DeAndron Williams, Shadarika Jefferson. Those are on there twice. Jade Alderman, Cassandra Robinson, Bertha Washington, and Jack Calhoun. Congratulations to all of you. Incredible list, and I know next week's list is going to be even more massive. I've already gotten text messages and emails and voice messages from people who are excited about their new associates upranking. They'll be on the list next week.
Yeah, and another thing, too, if you heard a name that you recognize during your organization, call them immediately and congratulate them and have everybody call and congratulate them, because every uprank, that means some family was getting the service and they made some money, and the more they do that, the longer they'll stay in their business. And one day you will have that many managers breaking off in your team and that many senior associates, that many new directors, and you'll be a happy camper. That's for sure.
Yeah, and they're posted already on your Performance Family Facebook page, so you can go there and congratulate them. And
check out the ones on your team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is awesome. I like the comments I'm seeing there already. So,
okay, so
that's a wrap.
We're going to wrap this up?
Yes, sir.
Listen, everybody, thank you all so much. And we thank Ms. Root for hosting the call, the Root families for doing that, April and Rob Hurst for doing the book review, and what else?
And, of course, Ted Mopper doing the
Ted
awesome
Mopper.
Training
Unbelievable.
On sit-downs. Yeah.
Yep, spare time, 10 sit-downs, and part-time, 25, and full-time, 50 sit-downs.
Right, and just that's not 50 personal, but that's 50 with your team.
Yeah. And let your executive director upline know what you're doing so they can help support you on that and be part of the three-way calls on that. Everybody, this is Frank and Teresa in sunny Charleston, South Carolina, saying we'll see almost all of you, hopefully, in Ohio.
Right. We'll be on the call next Wednesday. Prior to that, we're leaving Thursday to be there for some Friday meetings.
Right. And remember, we'll also be in Cincinnati.
We're leaving Wednesday. We're leaving Thursday.
We're leaving
then we'll be in Cincinnati Monday night for the briefing there. We're excited about that.
And if John and Elizabeth Gardner are on, we want to say a biggest shout out to them. They're doing great down there.
And if you didn't know this, today is John Gardner's birthday.
Yeah, so all of you text John and wish him a happy birthday or call him. I mean, he can receive phone calls.
Yeah.
And please do that, though. I mean, he's down in
Metro. And he's doing great down there at the clinic.
He's by the pool. He's tan. He's lost 20 pounds. I mean, he's going to come back looking great.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody, y'all take care, and I hope you're as excited as we are. We'll see y'all next week.
All right, y'all. Have a great week. Having a great month close.
Bye-bye now. Bye.